Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us, where we made it to the end of another week, and boy, it was a struggle some days here in Mississippi this week. I can't even lie to you. It was cold. It was really cold. I mean, like in the teens cold. But I know a lot of people, not only in the state, but also around the country, were experiencing the same thing. So I'm not going to complain. Just grateful to be here. Hopefully you all are warm and well on this Friday. We, of course, you have your news headlines coming up today. We also have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. We have music one last time from our artist of the week, Ariana Grande. And in today's news you can use, this week I spoke with chef and author Julie Hartigan about some great tips for you guys when it comes to meals and healthier snacks. You'll be in part of that conversation today. Enjoy our broadcast. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Senate passes short-term funding extension as Congress races to avert a government shutdown. The Senate voted Thursday to pass a short-term funding extension as lawmakers race the clock to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. The House is expected to take up the bill and pass it. Once both chambers have passed the measure, it will be sent to President Joe Biden's desk for a signature. It will then become law. The Senate vote was 77-18. In a rare event, lawmakers are confronting not one but two government shutdown deadlines early this year, one today and another on February the 2nd. The short-term funding extension sets up two new funding deadlines on March 1st and March 8th. The stopgap measure will provide more time for full-year appropriations bills to be negotiated and passed. While Congress is poised to avert a shutdown, major challenges lay ahead, as lawmakers must now push to pass full-year bills, a painstaking process with a wide array of potential landmines as the two parties fight for competing policy priorities. Bipartisan support will be needed to get the short-term funding extension across the finish line. In the House, Johnson has defended the top-line agreement and said in a statement that the short-term spending bill is required to complete what House Republicans are working hard to achieve, an end to governance by omnibus, meaningful policy wins, and better stewardship of American tax dollars. In more national news, what do you need to know about the Justice Department report on police failures in the Uvalde school shooting? A Justice Department report released Thursday details a myriad of failures by police who responded to the shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, when children waited desperately for over an hour before officers stormed a classroom to take the gunman down. The federal review, which was launched just days after the May 2022 shooting, provides a damning look at the missteps by police after a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary School. It was not a criminal investigation, but one of the most exhaustive reviews of law enforcement failure to stop the attack. 19 students and two teachers died in the shooting. The victims and the survivors of the shooting at Robb Elementary on May 24, 2022, deserved better, the Attorney General Merrick Garland told reporters in Uvalde. Local officials are still weighing whether to bring charges. The Justice Department concluded that the chief failure was that police didn't treat the crisis as an active shooter situation and engaged the gunman quickly. Initially, several officers did approach the classrooms where students were trapped inside with the gunman, but retreated after he fired at them. Law enforcement then treated the situation as if the gunman was barricaded, dead, or otherwise contained, focusing on calling for more SWAT equipment and evacuating surrounding classrooms instead of engaging the shooter and saving lives. In international news, Netanyahu says he has told U.S. he opposes Palestinian state and any post-war scenario. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday rejected U.S. calls to scale back Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip or take steps toward the establishment of a Palestinian state after the war, drawing an immediate scolding from the White House. The tense back and forth reflected what has been a wide rift between the two allies over the scope of Israel's war and its plans for the future of the beleaguered territory. We obviously see it differently, the White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said on Thursday. Netanyahu spoke just a day after the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel would never have genuine security without a pathway towards Palestinian independence. Earlier this week, the White House also announced that it was the right time for Israel to lower the intensity of its devastating military offensive in Gaza. In entertainment news, Reba McEntire, Post Malone, and Audra Day will sing during the Super Bowl pregame. country music star Reba McEntire will grace next month's Super Bowl stage to sing the national anthem, while Post Malone will perform America the Beautiful. Their performances will take place on February the 11th at the stadium in Las Vegas before the championship matchup and halftime show featuring Usher. Audra Day will also perform Lift Every Voice and Sing as part of the pregame performances that will air on CBS. Jay-Z's Roc Nation company and Emmy-winning producer Jesse Collins will serve as co-executive producers of the halftime show. And finally, in business news, U.S. application for jobless benefits falls to lowest level since September 2022. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week fell to its lowest level in more than a year, underscoring the resilience of the labor market despite elevated interest rates that are intended to cool the economy. Jobless claim applications fell to 187,000 for the week ending July 13th, a decrease of 16,000 from the previous week. The Labor Department reported this on Thursday. That's the fewest since September 2022. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Words I Choose to Live By. On your mark, get set, go. One of the biggest mistakes you can make today is to put a deadline on your dreams. No matter where you live or how long it takes, the important thing is to remain focused and prayerful as you go from day to day, never giving up. Have an amazing Friday. Ariana Grande has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's her single, Yes, and One Last Time, right here on the Conversation Daily News. part of my conversation coming up with chef and author Julie Hartigan in today's News You Can Use. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dirty News. For Conversation Dirty News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your News You Can Use. Chef and author Julie Hartigan joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about some great tips for you guys when it comes to meals and healthy snacks. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Julie, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, this is an important topic. As I mentioned, it's crazy to be saying, Julie, we're already through halfway through the month of January. But for a lot of people, they're already having problems with these resolutions, especially when it comes to eating healthier. What is the most important thing to think about, Julie, when it comes to preparing our meals and our snacks this year?
For sure. So you've got to have a plan, and you have to pack the pantry with a mix of things that are convenient and healthy and family favorite. And also, don't forget, it's big game watching season, right? So you want to have some smart options on hand for that.
Such a great thing. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, especially for those who have families, Julie, this can be a challenge. So what is your go-to for packing major flavor and nutrition while on the go?
Okay, so whether you're on the go or you're looking for a midday snack, Chicken of the Sea is the one for me with their new wild-caught tuna and salmon packets. They're convenient and flavorful and packed with the nutrients you need to live a healthier life. Each packet is 100 calories or less and delivers high-quality, responsibly sourced protein with certified tuna and salmon. And there's so many different amazing things you can do with these packets in no time. Like, you can make these really adorable little walking salads where you just open the packet and add some, like, lettuce and tomato, maybe avocado. Or I love to make, almost picture like a little bento box or a charcuterie board, but with a seafood twist, and just add your favorite fruits and veggies. And Chicken of the Sea packets come in classic and lightly seasoned varieties, so there's something for everybody.
Love that. Well, Julie, we all know about the importance of breakfast when it comes to starting our day, but of course it can get expensive. Do you have some ideas for those who want to be able to have a great breakfast, but also maybe on a budget?
Yes. As a mom myself, I'm always looking for a deal at the supermarket, and my favorite grocery hack is Malto Meal Cereal. It's available in 36 different flavors, like fruity Dino Bites and Cinnamon Toasters. Malto Meal has delicious cereal for the whole family at a price that can't be beat.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. We'll be back at you on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.